Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Well, you know, I've been thinking he should be impeached for 2 years. I believe that when you connect the dots, when you have the facts, that we can convince some folks.
Yeah, Mad Maxine yesterday, she's going to go convince all those Republicans in the Senate that we need to impeach this president.
You don't think she can do that? You sound
Mad
skeptical.
Mad Maxine is going to storm the Senate. I am skeptical.
Best of luck to her.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Just every day is a walk in the park in Washington, D.C., isn't it? This morning, all the headlines say, we are in a constitutional crisis. Because as one analyst in Washington, D.C. yesterday said, the White House just gave the middle finger to Congress. That's what it says. I'm not making it up.
I can't imagine why they do that.
I don't know either, but we're going to talk about it.
Everybody gets along
so
well.
We might even have a soapbox this morning regarding that particular issue, and I know you've been missing that. So, yeah, a little distracted the last week or so with the wedding and all that. But
now you're back, baby.
I'm back, baby. Focusing on the real issues. Got to get your head out of your butt and focus on the real issues. That's what they said.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
That's what I'm saying. Best news I heard yesterday.
Yeah?
I already told Tricia this won't be a surprise to her. Trey Gowdy was named to the president's legal team to fight this impeachment witch hunt.
Oh, good. I like him.
Yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
That'll be fun for us.
That was fantastic news, although Tricia suggested, let's hope that he's replacing Rudy Giuliani.
On those media appearances, at least. I'm a Giuliani fan, but he's been a little wacky lately.
Yeah.
And I think Gowdy could hold his own.
I wouldn't mind, hearing a little more Gowdy than Giuliani right now. A little change.
Yep.
That's what they're doing. There's yet another attempt to rekindle the merger talk. And this one is not, it's not better together. It is a group that wants, and if you live in an outlying county and you were smugly chuckling to yourself when St. Louis County was going through this recently, guess what? they're coming after you next. I knew it. So they put together an ad hoc group of people run by some former mayor of a new city who wants to look at more regional cooperation.
Yes.
And what that basically means is if you live in Troy or Lincoln County or Franklin County or Jefferson County, you need to start chipping into the pot because you're not paying your fair share. I'm just trying to speculate on what the selling points are going to be here. Because it's all about the Benjamins, baby. You need to cooperate. You need to give more money because we don't have enough. I'm serious. Part of the argument here is even if the city and county were to merge, the total number of people in St. Louis County at that point wouldn't even be half of the regional population. So we need to get the region involved and not just the people, because apparently the 1.4 million that would be in St. Louis County still wouldn't be enough. They would be generating enough revenue for the region.
I couldn't remember what it was called, but I just looked it up. It's the Rally Gateway STL is the group that's behind this idea.
Rally Gateway
Rally
STL.
Rally Gateway STL. And yeah, it's former University City Mayor Shelley Welsh, who's kind of spearheading the effort.
They claim it's separate from the freeholder thing. They also claim that that it's separate from Better Together. And the article specifically has this wording in it. When Better Together reassembles, they would like to work hand in hand with them. So in other words, somebody knows that Better Together hasn't really gone away. It's just sort of faded out of the headlines, and they're biding their time till they find another fine, upstanding citizen like Steve Stenger to be the king of whatever it is they're going to produce next.
It's like Voldemort in the Harry Potter books, where he doesn't ever die. He just goes away until he gets stronger again and then comes back.
Maybe it's like a spy thriller. Maybe it's like one of those mafia spy thrillers where the Stinger's actually coordinating all of this from a prison somewhere in the middle of America. Could be.
Anything's possible.
He's
Mark.
Like a chess master. He's moving the pieces into place so that when he gets out of prison in how many years?
Oh, is it
four years? Like that. He can come back in and triumphantly regain his position.
Do you think even his cellmate is wearing a wire?
Everyone else around him was.
Everybody else seems to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say even the mouse running around his cell probably has a wire on it, just in case. That's good. Hey, the Cardinals play this afternoon. We're excited about that.
Game five.
Yeah, that's great. I saw a great meme. I had to share it on Facebook with the local St. Louis Cardinals group. It's that meme of the man and woman lying in bed with their backs to each other, and the woman says, I know he's, you can see the little bubble above her head. Mm-hmm. I know he's thinking about another woman. The bubble above the guy's head says, do you think Schilt will really put Martinez back in the game today?
Things that keep men awake at night.
Or Cardinal fans awake at night. We'll get to all that and more. We'll get to your phone calls. 314-241-9797.
I do believe that we'll actually get to hear from the ambassador, but we'll only get to hear from him when there is a fair process. This is not a fair process.
Mark Meadows there discussing the scam that's going on right now in the United States House of Representatives. And I would suggest that what we probably need to do is get to a soapbox here.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
You know, a victory goes to the bold. And in this case, in case you're not paying attention, the chess master just outsmarted Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Can I tell you that? That letter that they issued yesterday from the White House, which I have here in my grubby little fingers, was brilliant. It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull. And you're daring them to charge you, and that's what's going to happen. There's never been a more illegitimate attempt to remove a legally elected president as what we're seeing right now in the United States House of Representatives, ever. The Mueller report pales in comparison to this garbage they're doing right now. Besides the fact that the allegations are baseless because we've seen the transcript, this letter calls out this underhanded process that ought to piss off every red-blooded American. Can I just tell you that? This is the deal. You know what, Tricia? If you want to fight me, let's go. Right?
Okay.
But if you take a cheap shot, or you blindside me, or you hit me below the belt, you better duck. And that's exactly what's going on here. Can I just tell you that? The president and his legal team are forcing the hand of gutless Nancy Pelosi, who has refused to take the majority vote in the House before beginning impeachment proceedings. It's that simple. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to put her vulnerable House members on the record as voting for impeachment. So she's pulled out this charade of an impeachment inquiry, that she calls it. She's making up new rules as she goes along. The problem with that is that Donald Trump is a lot like a Damon Wayans. Remember that dude?
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah. The letter was brilliant, in fact, because it explains the legal argument that is going to clinch this victory in a courtroom. Here's what you need to know. Every previous House impeachment effort has given the president and the minority party the right to participate and to call witnesses. First of all, under our form of government, that's called due process. Everybody should be afforded due process. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are not allowing that. There is no due process. The letter spells this out pretty clearly. In fact, this is one reason I wanted to point this out to you this morning. Put simply, this is from the letter, you seek to overturn the results of the 2016 election and deprive the American people of the president they've freely chosen. Many Democrats now apparently view impeachment as the only means to undo the Democratic results of the last election, and as a strategy to influence the next election, which is barely more than a year away. As one member of Congress explained, he's concerned that if we don't impeach the president, he'll get reelected. And the letter goes on to point out it is a highly partisan and unconstitutional effort that threatens grave and lasting damage to our democratic institutions, to our system of free elections, and to the American people. So in other words, your inquiry is constitutionally invalid and it violates basic due process rights and separation of powers. This is important because in the end, you see what's going to happen here. Nancy Pelosi will either be forced to drop this inquiry or she's going to have to take the full House to a vote on impeachment if she continues to persecute President Donald Trump. This whistleblower case, quite simply, is a manufactured crisis designed to distract Americans from the real issues. What would that be? The beginnings of the Russian collusion story, which we're starting to get to. So just wait for it.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
Nancy Pelosi gets it voted on because everyone wants it, and she'll have to make her own decision. Let her make her own decision. But I can tell you the American public is tired of do nothing.
Yeah, the president pointing out the hypocrisy of these Democrats who want to talk impeach, and get nothing done. They've got a trade deal sitting there that could improve the situation for American businesses, and they will do nothing with it. And the president gets to the bottom of it with this.
You can't impeach a president for doing a great job.
Thank you. He's so good at summarizing that point. I couldn't agree with him more. Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us this morning. We've got Tom Ackerman coming up with more on that big Cardinals victory last night. But right now, let me get to my guest. We've got Adam Kennedy on the phone. He's deputy assistant to the president, deputy director of communications at the White House. And Adam, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. We sense the president's frustration there on the USMCA deal. In the meantime, he's out there doing deals with the Japanese, right?
Absolutely. We just had a great signing for a new free trade agreement with Japan. And I think you're exactly right in your opening. What we've seen is the president's been focused on the American people. Just last week, he signed an executive order to make sure we preserve Medicare for our seniors. He's continued to work day after day to make sure that our economy is growing, and we saw the results on Friday with lowest unemployment in 50 years, and it's going to continue to move forward to make sure that his policies get enacted. And I think really what we're seeing with this impeachment push is that Democrats are trying to unseat the president in Congress because they know they lost last year, or not last year, 2016, and they're afraid they're going to lose again.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Give us a few of the details. What exactly will the trade deal with the Japanese do? I was told that it could be very important for some of our farmers.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest areas of barriers between us and Japan has been on agriculture. Japan has had very stiff barriers for American agriculture coming across. And what this trade agreement does, in part, is really lower a lot of those barriers. We saw earlier the president had negotiated something on American beef going over to Japan. Now this is going to expand it not just to beef, but to various other products like soy and corn and various other things that they can start getting into and getting a foothold in the Japanese market.
Well, you know, the timing is perfect, and in the meantime, we're still negotiating, I assume, with the Chinese, because that, you know, the talks are on, the talks are off. Where do things stand with the getting an agreement with trade on China?
We want an agreement with China on trade. The president's wanted one since day one. What he doesn't want is for China to take advantage of the U.S. economy, for them to take advantage of U.S. workers or U.S. companies. And that's what has happened until he came into office. And what he essentially done is we can get to a solution in two ways. Free, fair, and reciprocal trade can either happen through a trade deal or it can happen through tariffs. We prefer to have a trade deal, but we'll use tariffs if necessary.
Yeah, true. And hopefully we get some agreement on that. What I fear here is that the Chinese are pushing this off in hopes that they're going to get one of these Democrats who's running into office who they know they can get away with the same kind of things they've gotten away with for the past 30 years.
You know, it seems a lot of people who may not have the best interests of this country at heart don't want the president to get reelected, whether it's the Chinese, the Iranians, who knows who else. But at the end of the day, this president has taken a strong stance on China and trade. He's going to continue to make sure he has a strong stance. And we've really seen the impact on the Chinese economy. And I think that is something that they might not be able to just sit and wait around to see who else gets elected. I think they're going to have to act because we've seen some of the slowest rates of growth in decades. We've seen major, major danger signs in the manufacturing sector. I think that they are starting to feel the pressure.
Adam Kennedy, our guest this morning from the White House. Adam, without having to receive all this through the filter of the mainstream media, what can you tell us about the president's decision on pulling troops out of the northern part of Iraq there?
Absolutely. So I think we're in a situation where we had an ally, Turkey, essentially saying, listen, we got to conduct an operation in an area where you have troops, and we want to make sure that our troops aren't going to be in danger. Now, they're in an area that is also occupied by another set of allies, which is the Kurds, and we want to make sure they are protected. So we are moving troops out, but we're also making sure that Turkey understands that any punitive damage, any harm that comes to our allies, it's going to be met with a strong response. The president tweeted yesterday, he tweeted this morning, about what that response would be. It'd be hurting the Turkish economy. But we want to make sure that both sets of allies are able to achieve their objectives. And really, at the end of the day, this is what the president's been saying for a long time, which is that the United States military is not the police force of the world. We do not just have extended deployments that last forever for nebulous reasons. Right. We're in Syria to make sure that the ISIS caliphate was destroyed, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, and they did it where the previous administration failed, I think, is worth pointing out as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Adam Kennedy, listen, we appreciate your time this morning, and look forward to having you on again.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir, you bet. Deputy Director of Communications there for the White House, Adam Kennedy, on with us this morning. The president's been consistent about this. That's what people should understand. You can find, in fact, I'll play it for you. You can find going back all the way back to 2003, all of those years ago, the president talking about his position on the Iraq war. He had questions about it.
When we got out, we should have taken the oil. I'll never forget some of the pundits, most of them, they don't have the brains they were born with. They said, they're talking about a sovereign country, Iraq, crooked as hell. How about bringing baskets of money, millions and millions of dollars, and handing it out? I want to know who are the soldiers that had that job, because I think they're living very well right now, whoever they may be.
This was during one of his campaign rallies. As far back as 2003, he was talking about what he disagreed with the invasion to begin with. So it's not a surprise now that he's looking into trying to pull some troops back. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Yeah, that was Ellen DeGeneres getting all the headlines and a lot of props yesterday because the liberal trolls in America basically ripped her a new one when video surfaced of her being at a football game. I guess maybe a Cowboys game.
Yes.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she was sitting in the booth right next to former President Bush. And the liberals couldn't believe that she could even stand to be in the same room with him, let alone in the chair next to him. And she came out and chewed him out and said, "Why can't we all just get along? I'm friends with George Bush and everything's fine." And, you know, good for her. It wasn't the conservatives who were chewing out George Bush for sitting in the same room with her. It was the tolerant left chewing her out for being in the same room with him. So I'm glad that she kind of schooled them a little bit.
Yeah.
But it didn't take long.
Funny way.
But it didn't take long for me to remember that it wasn't all that long ago where she was not all that kind to President Donald Trump. So we found that clip. Let's play what she had to say to Megyn Kelly.
There's nothing I'm going to say to him that's going to change him, and I don't want to give him a platform because it validates him. And for me to have someone on the show, I have to at least admire them in some way. Mm-hmm. And I can't have someone that I feel is not only dangerous for the country and for me personally as a gay woman, but as to the world. He's dividing all of us, and I think I don't want to I don't want him on the show. Mm-hmm.
Huge rounds of applause from her tolerant audience there in the audience of the Megyn Kelly show when she said that. I don't know. I don't know how you transpose those two things. So in other words, she wouldn't have been in the room with Donald Trump, but it was okay to be in the room with George W. Bush.
I see the hypocrisy of those two things next to each other.
I think it's fine for her to try to take the high road and claim, why don't we just all get along? And
but there's exceptions she wouldn't to every
be,
rule
right,
of
she wouldn't
the
be in the room
along.
With Donald Trump. And I'd love to know what Donald Trump has done to gay people. Because she claims that she felt threatened as a gay woman by what Donald Trump wants to do. And I don't know what he's done as president that threatens gay people. I haven't figured that out yet. They say, I don't know if I know he's been accused of being has he been accused of being a homophobe?
I don't know. Yeah, policy-wise, I don't know that there's anything that's been an issue.
I mean, he wasn't president when the gay marriage issue was decided, and he's a fairly, liberal New Yorker for many years, living in New York, and how Ivanka and a lot of other folks feel about that issue. So I think a lot of the folks on the left have manufactured reasons to dislike this president. I think Ellen DeGeneres is one of them. She's bought into the he's dangerous for America. And it's just nonsense. We have liberals in here, and today's Wednesday. We'll have another one in here today. Jeff Smith, former senator, is going to join us in here. I personally like Jeff.
Yeah.
I'd personally go have a beer with Jeff. I have no problem with being friendly with people on the left. It's the people on the left who don't want to who generally don't want to be friendly about it, with the exception of people like Jeff Smith and Keith Anton. I'm probably ruining their cred. Brian Wobbe, who comes in here.
Yeah.
Nice guy. I disagree with all of them pretty vehemently on politics. But that's the reason I do the segment. Because you can get along with people and have conversations. And until you have conversations with them, you can't truly understand where they're coming from. You may disagree with them. You may never understand their position on something. But there is no reason why Ellen DeGeneres couldn't have Donald Trump on her show.
Or at least meet
maybe
with
he wouldn't want to go
and actually have that experience, and then decide if she wants to have him on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So,
yeah, I don't
go
know.
Ahead.
To me,
let me have it, Trisha. I know you're.
Here's
a big Ellen
what
DeGeneres
I have
fan.
To say.
I was waiting for it.
No, I'm
so quiet.
I mean, what she said about Trump is contradictory to what she said yesterday.
She did. I agree with that.
I still like what she said. I still don't have a problem with what she said, but I mean, it is a contradiction.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. She's got a problem with one person. She said she didn't want one person on the show. That person happens to be the president. I don't know how that falls as far as being kind. She didn't say she wouldn't be kind to Trump. She said she didn't want to give him a platform. Do I agree with that? No, not necessarily. If I had a show, I'd have the president on. But do I think she's mostly an okay chick? Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And to the tolerant and intolerant left, I think most people are tolerant. It's just the crazy radicals that shout you down that get the biggest, loudest platform. So I think most people on the left or the right fall into the Mark Cox, Jeff Smith category. The majority of people do, but the people that are the loudest are the ones that we talk about because they shout the loudest. And does it happen to be more on the left? Yes. Is it everybody on the left? No, I don't believe that. I think the majority of people on the left are open.
And Twitter brings that out in people.
Yeah.
For some reason.
So I don't disagree with you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's blanketing to say that the majority of the left is the problem.
The speakers like Maxine Waters and the others that you hear all the time. Let's get to Phil on line one. Phil, good morning.
Morning. You know, I hear this thing from Ellen DeGeneres that you just played about how he's dividing all of us. Wasn't it Hillary Clinton that called half of Trump supporters? Go down the list of everything she called us. And you're going to tell me that Donald Trump's dividing this country when he's working to help everything? Yeah. When the trade agreements that the left won't pass that would help the whole country?
Phil, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Thank you.
You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.